for Tori. That was beautiful. In 2014, Alex was a 23-year-old daycare worker. Her mother had been a drug addict. Gave up custody of Alex when Alex was 11 months old.
当这个艾利克斯只有大概就是11个月的时候, 她妈妈就放弃了就是抚养权。
Now Alex lived with her grandmother.
现在艾利克斯就跟她的, 外婆住在一起。
As far as anyone could tell, she had no friends.
然后大家都能看出来她没有任何朋友。
Spent her days on Netflix and social media.
然后她的所有的时间就花在这个Netflix,看电影啊,或者是这个社交媒体上。
Was desperately lonely.
然后非常的孤单。
If anyone had asked her, "Does anyone love you?" she would have said, "Of course not."
如果有任何人问她说,有人爱你吗? 她肯定说,
And then one day, in an online chat room,
但有一天呢,在一个网上的聊天室,
Alex met a young man named Faisal.
然后呢,他在网上碰到了一个年轻人叫费萨尔。
They were soon holding long conversations on Skype.
很快他们就在这个Skype上面呢,就开始, 常常的花很多时间聊天。
He began sending her flowers and gifts to her home.
他就开始给她送花呀,给她家里送花,给她送礼物。
And soon Alex was in love.
很快呢,这个艾利克斯呢,就陷堕入爱河。
She knew that Faisal was a Muslim.
他知道这个费萨尔呢,是个穆斯林。
What she did not know was that he was a member of ISIS.
但是他却不知道这个艾利克斯,伊斯兰国,就是ISIS的成员。
And a recruiter.
他其实是一个招聘人员,招募者。
But over the next several months,
但是未来的几个很多个月呢,
through Faisal, she met other members of ISIS.
那这个通过这个费萨尔呢,这个艾利克斯又认识了很多。
Later, when a New York Times reporter investigated this story, she said, "It was the first time in my life that I had a real family." Brothers and sisters who loved me as I am. And within a few months, she had converted from Christianity to Islam.
那几个月之后，她就说她原来是基督徒，现在她就成了穆斯林。
And was helping ISIS members who wanted to travel to the U.S.
她也帮这些ISIS这个ISIS的成员呢，从这个别的国家来跑到美国。
When the New York Times reported this story,
当这个纽约时报就来报告这个故事的时候呢。
They talked to one of Faisal's colleagues.
然后他们就去跟这个费萨尔的他的同事呢，就是跟他们一起干这活的人。
Another recruiter for ISIS.
就是另外一个为这个ISIS来招募成员的人。
And he said our recruitment system is very simple.
他说我们去想办法招人，就是把找人的办法很简单。
We look for people who are isolated.
我们就去找那些跟周围人隔绝的人。
People who need love.
就是需要爱的人,
and we show love to them.
然后我们就向他们展示爱,
and soon they will do anything we ask.
然后很快我们让他们做什么,他们就做什么。
Now, Alice's story is extreme.
当然这个女孩子艾利克斯的故事是有点极端,
but her search is common.
但是她的这种寻求却是很普遍的。
Because deep inside we want to be loved.
因为
I'm looking over these few messages at some of the big questions in our world. And the gospel's answer to those questions. And this morning, we're looking at the question, am I truly loved?
今天早晨我们来看,我真的被爱吗?
I have some friends who 20 years ago adopted a baby girl.
我有一些朋友大概20年前, 他们就收养了一个女婴。
Her mother was addicted to drugs.
她妈妈也是个瘾君子。
And had an emotional problem.
那个情绪也失常。
And so for the first 18 months of her life, this little girl Alice had very little human interaction.
所以在这个小女孩爱丽丝她头十八个月的人生呢，就是她跟人呢成人是没有什么互动的。
Rarely, she was rarely bathed.
她也很少被洗，就是没人给她洗澡。
Her mom would leave her in dirty diapers sometimes for days.
然后她有时候就穿着那个脏的尿布，能穿好几天，她妈妈都不给她换尿布。
No love.
没有任何的爱。
It's been 20 years.
那现在已经过了二十年了。
This little girl, Alice, is now 22 years old.
现在这个爱丽丝已经二十二岁了。
The parents who adopted her have loved her, cared for her.
这收养她的父母呢，就爱她，也照顾她。
But she still has serious emotional problems.
但是她还是有很严重的这个情绪方面的问题。
And her counselor has told her adopted parents.
那这个心理学师呢，就是这医生就告诉她的收养的父母。
Those first 18 months.
那头十八个月对她造成的损害呢
？Without love, have left.Lasting scars.
因为没有任何的爱，对他已经造成了一个很大、长、持久的这样一个伤痕。
Children need to be loved.
孩子们需要被爱。
And it's not just children.
不单单是孩子们。
Many adults who on the outside may appear very tough.
那很多成人外表看着很。
I don't care what anyone thinks about me.
我才不在乎别人怎么想我呢。
But inside they are crying. Does anyone love me?
但是在里边他们在呼喊，在说。真的有人爱我吗?
Am I truly loved?
我真的是被爱吗?
The world's answer is this.
这个世界上给的答案就是
Yes, you are loved.
是的,你是被爱的,你是被爱的。
If.
如果。
You are loved if you earn it.
如果你能赢得,你能获得的话。
If you deserve it.
如果你配得的话,你就被爱。
Many teenagers are convinced.
那很多青少年就相信。
I am loved if my SAT scores are high enough.
如果我的 SAT 考得比很高，考得比较高，那我就被爱。
If I get into the right university.
如果我能去这个好大学。
If I go into the right career.
如果我能有一份好的工作。
If I marry the right partner.
如果我能找到一个合适的这个配偶。
I am loved if.
我被爱，如果有这些情况发生。
Husbands, wives.
先生们，太太们。
I am loved if I make enough money.
如果我能够挣足够的钱，我就被爱。
If my job title is impressive enough.
如果我有个很挺令人印象深刻的一个头衔，我就被爱。
If I keep the figure I had when I was 25.
如果我二十五岁能挣到这么多钱，那我就被爱。
I am loved if.
我如果我这样才被爱。
And sadly.
令人难过的是
Many people feel the same about God.
很多人对神的想法
God loves me if I am good enough.
如果我足够好神就爱我
If I keep the rules.
如果我遵守这些
If I serve in the right way.
如果我能够服侍的正确神就爱我
Love if.
如果那就我就被爱
Recently I visited with an 80-year-old man after a sermon.
那最近呢，在讲道完之后，我去看一位八十岁的老先生。
He said, "You preached about the unconditional love of a heavenly father."
他说你讲到关于天父的无条件的爱。
He said, "I have no idea what that means."
我一点都没概念你在讲什么。
My father loved me if I lived up to his expectations.
如果我能够就是活出来，我爸爸对我的期待，我爸爸才会爱我。
And I never quite measured up.
我从来也不知道爸爸这个期待到底到什么标准。
He said, "I've been a Christian for 60 years."
我已经是一个基督徒六十年了。
I've been a pastor.
我是牧师。
He said, "I still feel."
我仍然感觉到。
I have to do a little more to earn God's love.
我还得再多做一点，我才能赢得神的爱。
80 years of age, and he is still remembering a father who communicated the message, "I will love you if."
他都已经八十岁了，他还记得他爸爸给他就是跟他交给他那个信息，就是我爱你，如果你能。
I'm sure his father never said those words.
我相信他爸爸肯定没有这样的说出来这样的话。
But that's what his little boy heard.
但是却是这个小孩子他听到的，他感受到的。
Am I loved? The world says yes if.
我被爱吗？世界告诉你说是的，如果你能。
If you're smart enough, beautiful enough, thin enough, talented enough.
如果你 足够聪明，足够漂亮，足够瘦，足够就是有钱或者什么的。
But this morning, I want to see how Paul answers that question.
但是今天早晨，我要告诉你保罗是如何回答这个问题。
Romans 5.
罗马书第五章。
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
In the next four verses, he shows us how we have gained this peace with God.
然后未来的这个下边的四节，他就讲我们是怎么样跟神相合的。
And he finishes this way in verse 5.
他在第五节这么讲到。
Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
We have peace with God.
我们跟神相合，跟神中间有平安。
Because God's love has been poured into our hearts.
是因为神把他的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And the word that he uses here for love is a special word.
他在这里所用到的这个爱这个词是一个特别的词。
Agape.
用的是中文有时候翻译成爱加倍。
Agape refers to the divine love of our heavenly Father.
爱加倍就意味着神的这种天父的圣爱。
Love without conditions.
没有条件的爱。
Love without reservation.
没有保留的爱。
Love without end.
没有断绝的，没有结束的爱。
Agape is not love if.
这个爱加倍不是说如果我爱。
Agape is love regardless.
这个爱加倍就是不管怎么样。
Paul continues in verse 6.
保罗继续在第六节说,
For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly.
因我们还软弱的时候, 基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
For one will scarcely die for a righteous person.
为义人死是少有的。
Although perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die.
为人人死或者有敢做的。
But then listen to the wonder of this.
你听这个里边的奇妙之处。
God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The world says you are loved if you deserve it.
这个世界上告诉你，如果你配得，那你就会被爱。
Paul says,
保罗说，
God loves you without condition.
神是没有条件的爱你。
Despite your struggles, your weaknesses,
不管你的挣扎，不管你的这个软弱。
Despite your failures,
不管你的这个失败。
God shows His love,
神显明他的爱。
In that while we were still sinners,
在我们还是罪人的时候，
Christ died for us.
耶稣就为我们死。
The world says you are loved if.
这个世界说。如果你怎么样，你就被爱。
Paul says you are loved, period.
保罗说你被爱，句号。
You see, with the world's idea of love,
这个世界上的这个爱的观念、
就是、you're constantly trying to earn it.
你就要不断的好像去赚得。
Starts all the way back in elementary.
从这个小学开始。
Elementary student yields to peer pressure.
比如说这个小学生就是让步于这个同辈的压力。
So that my classmates will like me.
这样我的同学们就会喜欢我。
What's he saying?
那他说的是什么呢?
I want to be loved, and the only way to be loved is to do what my classmates want me to do.
我想被爱，唯一被爱的方式就是去做我的朋友们，我的同学让我做的。
A teenager sleeps with her boyfriend because if I don't let him have what he wants, I'll lose him.
因为这个青少年的女生就跟她的这个男朋友发生性关系，因为她觉得如果不让他不让步的话，可能就会失去这个男朋友。
She's saying,
她说的是
It's love if.
她就是说，如果这样才被爱。
Love if I give him what he wants.
如果我给他他想要的。
An adult lies to a coworker because it's the only way to fit in.
一个那个成年的人呢，就是他对他的工作人员撒谎，因为这是唯一能够融入环境的办法。
A father doesn't discipline his children because they won't like me if I discipline them.
这个爸爸不肯去管教孩子，说如果我管教这孩子，孩子可能就不喜欢我。
We are saying, I want to be loved. And the only way I'll be loved is if I compromise my values to satisfy someone else.
我唯一被爱的方式就是我妥协我的方，我妥协我的一些原则，去满足对方的要求。
Love if leaves you constantly trying to earn love.
如果我如果这样才能被爱，就会让你不断的就想要去赚得、赢得爱。
But imagine the freedom of knowing I am loved without condition.
请你想象一下，这个所带来的自由，就是说我被无条件的爱。
And so this morning I want you to see four results that come from God's unconditional agape love.
让我们来看从神的无条件的爱加倍的这种圣爱里所带来的结果。
The first we see in verse 8 is very simple.
第一个是在五章八节，非常简单。
Because of God's agape love, you have the promise of eternal life.
因为神的这种圣爱，我们有永生。
We read, but God shows His love.
我们就看到说，神的爱就向我们显明。
That word agape, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
爱加倍的爱，就是那种圣爱，在我们还做罪人的时候，神就为我们死了。
There are those who go to church for a long time.
那些有些人常就是来教会已经很久了。
But they never give their life to Christ.
但是他们却没有把他们的生命交给神。
Because I'm not quite good enough.
因为我还不够好。
I don't deserve it yet.
我还不配得。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说,
before you had done anything to earn love,
在你做任何来赢得爱的之前,
Christ died for you.
耶稣已经为你死了。
And that means regardless of your past,
所以呢，这就意味着不管你的过去是怎么样的,
you can have eternal life.
你可以有永生。
The most famous verse in the Bible says it like this.
这个圣经中最出名的一句就是,
For God so loved the world,
神如此的爱世人,
that he gave his only son,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们,
that whoever believes in him should not perish,
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生,
but have eternal life,
有永生。
My favorite sermon I ever heard on John 3:16,
我最喜欢的听到的有关约翰福音三章十六节的讲道就是,
a Scottish preacher, Alistair Begg,
就是在苏格兰的这个牧师叫阿拉斯特艾利斯特贝格。
Imagined the thief on the cross after he dies.
想象一下那个在十字架上的强盗，他死了以后。
You remember that story in Luke?
大家都记得那个在路加福音里的故事。
He doesn't go through the Roman road to salvation.
他没有就走过这个，就是去好像要经过这个苦路去得救一样。
He doesn't pray a good sinner's prayer.
他也没有祷告一个很好的一个罪人的祷告。
He just says,
他就是说
Have mercy on me.
他就是说主啊怜悯我。
Alistair Begg imagined this thief coming to heaven's gates.
想象我他这个牧师说想象这个强盗到了天堂的门口。
He imagined an angel saying to him,
他想象这个天使对他说
Why do you think you can come in?
你为什么觉得你可以进到天堂里呢?
Have you been baptized?
你有受洗吗?
No, there wasn't any time to be baptized. I was on a cross.
因为我在十字架上根本没时间受洗。
Well, do you know the Apostles' Creed?
那你知道使徒信经吗?
Never heard of it.
从来没听过。
Can you at least affirm the doctrine of justification by faith?
你起码你是不是能够肯定一下这个因信称义的这个教义?
I'm sorry, I don't know what those words mean.
我都不知道这个词是什么意思。
Then why are you here?
那你为什么在这儿呢?
Why do you think you can come in?
为什么你觉得你可以进来呢?
And the thief says,
这个强盗就说,
I don't know.
我也不知道。
But the man on the middle cross said, I can come.
但是在中间那个十字架上的人说, 我可以来。
So here I am.
所以我现在就站在这儿。
And this morning, I want you to know this.
我今天早上想要大家知道。
Because of God's agape love,
因为神的圣爱。
You don't have to earn anything.
你不需要去赚任何东西。
You don't have to deserve it.
你不需要说你值得，你配得。
You must simply accept it.
你就是单单的来接受它。
And when you do,
当你这样做的时候，
The man on the middle cross says,
这个在中间十字架上的那个人说
You can come in.
你可以进来。
Now that's humbling to many of us.
那对我来讲，这是令人要让你降杯的。
Because we like to think we deserve it.
因为我们都喜欢说我配得。
We like to think that somehow we are worthy.
我们就想说，不管说怎么说，好像我们就是有点资格。
But what Paul is saying in Romans.
但是保罗在罗马书说。
Is the humbling truth.
是这个令人谦卑的这样的一个真理。
That I don't deserve it.
我一点都不配得。
I can't earn it.
我也没法赚得
But because of God's unconditional love,
因为神无条件的爱
the man on the cross says,
这个在十字架上的耶稣说
you can come in.
你可以进来
Second thing I want you to see is in chapter 6.
第二点我想让大家看到的就是在第六章
Because of God's agape love,
因为神的这种圣爱
you have the power to live.A new life.
你有这个能过一个新生活的能力。
Now some background to Romans 6.
我先讲一下六章的背景。
There were people who wondered.
那有人就想啊。
And they still wonder.
他现在还在，现在还有很多人这么想。
Will God's love, God's grace really make a difference in my life?
神的恩典真的在我的生活中，在我的生命中会有什么，造成什么不同吗？
Maybe I'll pray.
也许我会祷告。
I'll be baptized.
我也受洗。
But nothing will really change.
但是不会有真正的改变。
I'll still be a prisoner to the same sinful habits that I had before.
我仍然是我过去所有的这种有罪的习惯的奴仆奴役。
And so they ask this question.
所以他们就问这个问题。
Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound?
我们可以还生活在最终叫恩典显得更多吗
Maybe I'm going to have God's grace in my life.
也许我有神的恩典在我的生命中
But nothing's really going to change.
但是不会有什么真正的改变
Paul says,
保罗说
by no means.
绝对不可以
Absolutely not, he says.
肯定不是断乎不可
How can we who died to sin still live in it?
我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着吗
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗
We were buried with him
我们跟他一起同埋葬
by baptism
就是借着洗礼归入死
in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead
原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式
we too might walk in newness of life.
像基督耶稣借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Paul says,
保罗说,
Before we came to Christ, we were in bondage to sin.
在我们信主之前,在我们来到耶稣,基督耶稣,面前,我们活在罪中,我们是罪的奴仆。
But now,
现在,
because of God's grace and love in our life,
因为神在我们生命中的恩典和爱,
through Christ,
是通过耶稣基督,
we are now free to live righteous lives.
我们现在有这种自由,可以过一个公义的生活。
You see, apart from Christ, you and I could never deliver ourselves from our sins. We were slaves.
离开耶稣基督,我们永远也没有办法让自己从罪中就是解脱出来。我们就是罪人。
Now, we would have never said that. We didn't think we were slaves.
我们都不觉得自己是奴仆,我们也不会说自己是奴仆。
We said,
我们说,
I am free to live the way I want.
我想我们有这种我想怎么活就怎么活的自由
But we were not free to live the way we should
但是我们却没有这种我们按照我们应该活的自由
An alcoholic is free to drink
那个酗酒者他是有自由可以喝酒啊
And I know this grammar isn't quite right but he is not free not to drink
我知道这个语法可能不对但是他却没有这种不喝酒的自由
He's a slave to alcohol
他是这个酒精的奴隶
A smoker is free to smoke.
这个抽烟者呢，他有这种抽烟的自由。
He is not free not to smoke.
但是他却没有不抽烟的自由。
He's a slave to nicotine.
他是那个尼古丁的这个奴隶。
A father who is controlled by his anger is not free to live a peaceful life.
一个被怒气所控制的爸爸，他没有这种过一个平静的、平安的生活的自由。
He is a slave to his anger.
他是他这个怒气的奴隶。
A mother who is controlled by negative thinking is not free to live a joyful life.
一个被这种负面想法所控制的妈妈，她没有这种活出来一种喜乐生活的自由。
She is a slave to despair.
他是这种失望的奴隶。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说,
that God's unconditional love,
神无条件的爱,
frees us to live as we ought to live.
释放了我们, 让我们可以去有这种可以活出来应该生活的自由。
We are no longer in bondage,
我们不在辖制之下,
to who we are, who we were.
就是我们过去的那种罪的辖制之下。
The third thing I want you to see this morning.
第三点我想让大家看到的是,
because of God's agape love, we have the promise of eternal life.
因为神的这个圣爱，我们有这种永恒生命的这种宝藏，有这种应许。
Because of His agape love, we have the power to live in a new way.
我们因为他的圣爱，我们有这种能活出来一种新生活的这种能力。
And then in chapter 8, Paul uses this word again.
在第八章，保罗再次用这个词。
And he tells us something wonderful.
他告诉我们一些很棒的事。
Because of God's agape love,
因为神的圣爱,
you are secure in Christ.
你在基督里是有保障的，有安全的。
Again, some background.
再给大家一些背景。
There were people back then,
在那个时代有人。
And there are people now,
也有我们现在的人。
Who live with this fear.
就心里面一直有一种恐惧，有一种担心。
And sometimes this fear comes because of their earthly father.
有的时候这种恐惧来自于他们地上的父亲。
What if I make God mad and he quits loving me?
如果让神生气了，他不再爱我怎么办？
What if I do something and he just writes me off?
如果我做了些什么事情，他就把我赶出去了怎么办？
So Paul asked this question.
所以保罗就问了这个问题。
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
What is it that could separate me from his love?
那到底什么能使我们和神的爱隔绝呢？
He goes through a list of things.
他就列了一串。
And then he says,
然后他接着说,
in all these things,
在这一切的事上,
no matter what comes into our life,
不管是在我们的生命中, 生活中出现什么事情,
we are more than conquerors,
我们都是得胜有余了,
through him who loved us,
靠着爱我们的主。
For I am sure,
因为我深信,
that neither death nor life,
无论是死是生,
angels nor rulers,
是天使是掌权的,
nor things present nor things to come,
是现在的事是将来的事,
nor powers,
是有能的,
not height, not depth,
是高处的是低处的,
nor anything else in all creation,
是任何别的受造之物,
will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus.
都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝, 这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里。
There's that word again.
这再次有这个词。
Agape.
就是那个圣爱,
Nothing.
爱加倍的爱, 没有任何事情。
Nothing can separate us.
没有任何事情可以
隔绝。 From this unconditional love of God.
可以让我们与神的这种无条件的爱隔绝。
You see, when your children are afraid that your love is conditional.
如果当你的孩子害怕, 害怕你的爱是有条件的,
they always need to hide their failures.
他们总是会把他们的这个失败呢, 就给藏起来。
Because they're afraid that their failure might cause you to quit loving them.
他们可能还害怕, 就是因为他们的失败, 你就不再爱他们了。
But when they know that your love is unconditional,
当他们如果知道你的爱是无条件的话,
they're secure.
他们是有安全感的。
They can call you up at any hour.
他们可以任何时间给你打电话。
And say, Mom.
然后说妈妈。
Dad.
爸爸。
I need help.
我需要帮忙。
I messed up.
我搞了一团糟。
And they know.
他们知道。
That you'll be with them as they work through the consequences of whatever stupid thing they did.
他们知道说不管因为他们这个做了什么蠢事带来的后果，你会跟他们一起同行。
Because they know your love will not end. Because of whatever mistake they've made.
他们知道说不管说他们做了什么错事儿，你的爱不会停止。
Paul says,
保罗说,
You and I don't have to be afraid that when we say, God, I messed up.
保罗说, 当我们对神说, 神啊, 我弄得一团糟, 我们不需要害怕。
We don't have to be afraid that he'll say, Well, then that's enough.
我们不需要害怕神说, 够了, 就这样了。
We may stumble, we may struggle.
我们可能会跌倒，我们可能会挣扎。
We may say, God, I am trying to grow as a disciple, but look how bad I am at it.
然后我们可能会说，神啊，我想作为门徒成长，但是你看我现在多糟糕。
He will not walk away.
神不会走开。
He will not throw you out.
他不会把你赶出去。
He loves you with an unconditional love.
他是用无条件的爱来爱你。
And as long as you will let him hold you in his arms,
只要你让神抓着你，让神就是用膀臂抱着你。
Even when you stumble, he will carry you.
即使你跌倒，神也会把你扶起来。
And then one more thing I want you to see.
再一点我想分享的是。
Because God loves us unconditionally,
因为神的爱是无条件的。
We can love others.
我们也可以爱别人。
We see this word agape again in chapter 13.
我们在十三章里面又看到这个爱加倍的爱，这个爱。
Verse 8, Paul says this.
在第八节，保罗说
，Owe no one anything except to love one another.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
And he uses that same word agape.
他这里说的这个爱呢，又是爱加倍的爱。
He says you and I.
就是说你和我。
Are to love others with the same love that God loved us.
我们要以神爱我们的那种圣爱去爱周围的人，爱别人。
Owe no one anything except to love one another.
只有彼此相爱，要以常以为亏欠。
For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law.
因为爱人的就完全了律法。
Then he lists some commandments.
然后他就列出来诫命。
You shall not commit adultery.
向那不可奸淫。
You shall not murder.
不可杀人。
You shall not steal.
不可偷盗。
You shall not covet.
不可贪婪。
And any other commandment.
或有别的诫命。
Are summed up in this.
都包在。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
爱人如己这一句话之内了。
Love does no wrong to a neighbor.
因为爱是不加害于人的。
So love is the fulfilling of the law.
所以呢，爱就成全了律法。
He says that command, love your neighbor, sums up all the others.
所以爱人如己这个诫命就总结了所有别的诫命。
If you love your neighbor, you'll keep the other commands.
如果你爱你的邻舍，你就会遵守别的诫命。
And how is it possible?
那如何是可能的呢?
For you and me to love others with that agape love.
我们如何以神的这种爱加倍的这种圣爱去爱别人呢?
And there's only one way.
只有一个办法。
Because God has loved me unconditionally.
因为神无条件的爱了我。
I can love others.
我才可以去爱别人。
The only way we can love others with this divine love is if God has filled us with it.
唯一的我们能够用这种圣爱、这种属天的爱去爱别人的途径，就是用神的爱充满了我们。
I go back to the man that I visited with earlier in this message.
我们讲到刚开始，我讲到我曾经看望的一个八十岁的老弟兄。
80 years old.
他已经八十岁了。
He's never known what it means to have a father who loves him without conditions.
他从来也不知道说，就是有一个无条件的爱他的父亲的爱是怎么样的。
He grew up feeling he has to earn his father's love.
所以呢，他的成长就是他觉得他要赢赚的爸爸的爱。
We talked a long time that day.
然后我们就讲，他聊了很久。
And all of a sudden, Ronald started to cry.
然后突然之间，这个老先生就开始哭了。
He said, I just realized something.
他说我突然意识到一件事儿。
I have two children.
我有两个孩子。
They're both adults.
他们现在都是成人了。
And I just realized.
我就现在才意识到。
I have done to my children what my father did to me.
我对我孩子所做的就是我父亲对我所做的。
I felt I had to earn my father's love.
我觉得我必须得赢得赚得我爸爸的爱。
And I made my children feel they had to earn my love.
我也让我的孩子感受到，觉得说他们得赚得我的爱，赢得我的爱。
I didn't love them unconditionally.
我没有无条件的去爱他们。
And he said.
然后他说
，But it's too late.
现在太晚了。
They're grown.
他们现在都长大了。
There's nothing I can do.
我也做不了什么了。
We sat there that day.
然后那天我们就坐在那儿
，talking about how we can begin to mend fences.
就是
with our children.
讲就在我们在讲如何可以修复跟我们恢复跟我们孩子的关系。
We can't erase the past.
我们没有办法把过去给抹掉。
But how we can begin to show even our adult children.
我们现在如何即使像我们的成年的孩子们。
I'm going to love you in a new way.
我要以一种新的方式来爱你。
It doesn't mean we approve all their choices.
并不是说我们就同意他们所做的所有的选择。
Doesn't mean we agree with everything.
也不是说就赞成他们所做的每件事情。
In some relationships, there may have to be some boundaries because of some hurts.
因为一些在一些情况之下，有时候必须得有一个界限，因为一些伤害。
But some of us need to go home.
但是我们其中有些人可能需要回家。
Remember how God has loved us.
要想念神，来想起神是如何来爱我们的。
To realize He loves us without condition.
要真的知道说神是无条件的爱我们。
And then because of that.
就因为如此。
We need to begin to love people that we have hurt.
我们应该去爱那些我们伤害过的人。
Maybe to call a child, an adult child.
也许是给一个已经成年的孩子打电话。
Maybe to call a parent.
或者是给父母打电话。
Say,
说
I've not loved you as I should.
我没有像我应该的那样去爱你。
I've set conditions.
我就是放了一些条件。
I've expected you to earn my love.
我期待你来赚得我的爱，来赢得配得我的爱。
But I want you to know.
但是我想你知道。
That because God loves me without condition.
因为神无条件的爱我。
I am going to love you without condition.
我也要无条件的来爱你。
Not easy.
不容易。
And that's only the first step. In changing that relationship.
那是就是这个修复这个关系的第一步。
But some of us need to do that.
但是我们其中有些人。
Because we've communicated. I will love you if.
因为我们所就是这个交流的方式沟通的就是。
And God's message is.
如果你这样我才爱你，但是神的爱是。
God's message is I will love you regardless.
但是神的信息就是不管怎样我都爱你。
I want to finish with prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
I'd like to ask you to stand.
我请大家站起来。
And maybe this morning,
也许今天早晨,
you've never felt that God loves you unconditionally.
也许从来没有感受到神那种无条件的爱。
You may be a believer, you may not.
也许你是信主的，也许你不信。
But you've always felt his love is based on what I deserve.
但是也许你总是觉得神的爱是基于我所做的。
This morning,
或者我配得的。
This morning, would you pray with me this?
请你今天早晨跟我一起祷告。
God, I can't earn your love.
神啊，我不能赚得你的爱。
There's no way I can deserve it.
也没有任何方式我就配得你的爱。
But this morning, I accept your love.
但是今天早晨我接受你的爱。
I want you to transform me.
我想要你更新我。
Not to transform me so that I will then deserve your love.
不是改变我，更新我，以至于我可以配得你的爱。
But because you love me.
而是因为你爱我。
I'll be able to live in a new way.
我可以过一个新的生活方式。
Maybe this morning.
也许今天早晨。
As I talk, the Holy Spirit brought a person to you.
也许圣灵让你想起来一个人。
A child.
或者是一个孩子。
A sibling.
或者是你的兄弟姐妹。
Spouse.
或者是你的配偶。
Parent.
或者是你的父母。
You've not loved them unconditionally.
你没有无条件的爱他们。
You've always held a standard for them.
你总是对他们心里有一个标准。
When you do this,
如果你这样做,
I'll love you.
我会爱你。
This morning, would you pray with me?
今天早晨要跟我一起祷告。
God,
神呢？
With your help,
靠你的帮助。
I'm going to love that person.
我要去爱那个人。
You've loved me without condition.
你是无条件的爱我。
Would you fill me with that same love?
求你也用那种同样的爱来充满我。
God, would you help me to do whatever I must do to communicate to them that love?
也帮助我不管要做什么，让我去把那种无条件的爱跟那个人去交通，去沟通。
That from this day on,
从今天开始，
I am going to show them the kind of love you have shown me.
我要向他们展示你所向我展示的那种无条件的爱。
I'm going to love them with your love.
我要用你的爱去爱他们。
Father, I can't do it myself.
父啊，我自己做不到。
I do not have that love.
我真的是没有那种爱。
But this morning I ask you to fill me with your love.
今天早晨我请你用你的爱来充满我。
That I can love them without condition.
让我能够无条件的去爱他们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.